I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Look at the receipts that you have in your pocket. What are the last five things you spent money on? Every single one of them, I guarantee you, you spent that money to solve a problem.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, location. And on top of all this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. And today, today's topic is, how do you get promoted? How do you move up? And when I say promoted, this could be at your job where you're promoted by your supervisor. It could be if you're a freelancer, if you're running a business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're working at a startup. How do you promote yourself from where you are to the next level? Okay, so I don't necessarily mean somebody else has to promote you. Number one way you promote yourself is to solve problems. That's what today is about. You promote yourself by solving problems. I thought of this topic here today because of a quote that I read in a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. If you have not read that book, again, it's called The Richest Man in Babylon. It spells like it sounds. Go find a book, buy it, and read it. But this quote from the book made me think of it. And The Richest Man in Babylon is a book about money. It is not a finance book. It is not a modern, new age type book. It's a timeless book that is about people's mindsets and the way that they deal with money and the way that they deal with life in general. So here's the quote. We found water. We passed into a more fertile country where were grass and fruit. We found a trail to Babylon because the soul of a free man looks at life as a series of problems to be solved and solves them, while the soul of a slave whines, "What can I do who am but a slave?" In other words, this quote, and I'll say it again at the end of this episode, this quote says that the people who get on in life, the people who make things happen in life, are people who look at life as a series of problems and challenges to be solved and overcome, whereas the losers in life, the people who go nowhere, the slaves of life, people who are slaves to life, they look at everything and say, well, I can't do anything because I'm only this, or I don't have that, or nobody's helping me out, or this didn't work last time. So you, first of all, need to ask yourself which one of these you are. I'm going to assume that you're one who looks at life as a series of challenges to be overcome and problems to be solved, because that's what we're going to talk about here today. And if you're not that person, keep listening, because by the end of this episode, I hope to convert you to being a person who looks at life as a series of problems to be solved. So let's get right into how you promote yourself by solving problems in life. Number one, the only thing that we ever, any of us, ever spend money on are solutions. That is the only thing that we pay for. If you look around at your life, look at the last five things you have purchased in life. I don't care what they were. I don't care if your purchase was paying off your credit card bill, or your purchase was getting yourself something to eat, or your purchase was getting some gas for your car. Look at the last five things you have spent money on. Look in your wallet, at your debit card, or look at the receipts that you have in your pocket. What are the last five things you spent money on? Every single one of them, I guarantee you, you spent that money to solve a problem. When you buy food, you are solving the problem of being hungry. When you pay rent or pay your mortgage, you are solving the problem of having somewhere to live, somewhere to lay your head. When you pay for gas for your car, you're solving the problem of giving the car fuel so the car can get you from point A to point B. When you pay tuition at your school, you're solving the problem of continuing to attend this institution of higher learning, and maybe your room and board or whatever it is that you're paying for. Everything that you buy, when you pay for the super you, you're paying for a boost to your confidence. Everything that you pay for, you are solving some problem that you have. What's the last thing that you purchase? You pay for your dry cleaning. You're solving the problem of getting those clothes clean that you can't put in a washing machine or you can't get cleaned any other way. And maybe you just need them pressed. Whatever it is, you are solving a problem every time you pay for something. So understand this. The reason that this is the first point that I'm making here is that you need money to live. Now, whether you are a money-driven individual, you don't have to be all about money or a miser who's only thinking and talking about money all the time, but you do need money to live. You need money for the device on which you are listening to this podcast, right? You need money to pay for the Wi-Fi access or the internet access, the data connection that is allowing you to stream this podcast from its source home to your device through the headphones that you have on. You paid for the headphones. All the clothing that you have on right now was paid for, whether it was by you or it was by somebody else. It was paid for in some way, shape, or form. The vehicles that you ride in, the roads that you ride on, the places that you sleep, the people that you deal with, the food that you eat, everything that you do is paid for in some way, shape, or form. And every single one of those things that you own or have or will spend on or that you want, all of them are solving some problem. Now, the problem does not have to be a legitimate problem, relatively speaking. It may be very legitimate to you, but it doesn't have to be legitimate to anybody else. As long as it solves what you see as a problem, then it's worth what it's worth, right? That's the way that life works. So if you are going to continue to eat and have a place to sleep and be able to wake up in the morning or come home at night and turn the light switch on and the lights actually come on, or turn on the AC and it actually gets colder, or turn on the heat and it actually gets warmer, or turn the key in your car and the car actually starts and it actually moves. If you want these things, if you want to be able to go out in public and not get arrested for indecent exposure because you're naked, you want to have some clothes to put on your body, you got to make money somehow, some way. And this is the easiest way to make money, is to solve problems. And the easiest way to promote yourself is to solve problems. So you can promote yourself and make money by solving problems. So all you need to do is look at life as a series of problems to be solved. Everything that you come across, this is a problem to be solved. This is a challenge that needs to be overcome here. This is not something that I can't do anything about. This is not something that's impossible. This is not something that I tried and failed at. Even if you have tried and failed at it, even if you haven't been able to do anything about it, as soon as you say this is a problem for me to be solved, now you're putting yourself in a position to have the possibility of getting promoted, have the possibility of making yourself better, have the possibility of making things better for other people, because that's what solving problems does too. You solve the problem of people being able to eat by having a hot dog stand. They're willing to give you money in exchange for the hot dogs, right? Because you're solving their problem. They're solving yours. Your problem is, I got all these hot dogs and all this value in my hot dog stand, but I don't have the money. And their problem is, I got all this money, but I don't have the value of having food to eat because I can't eat the money. It doesn't taste good. They exchange the money for your hot dog. Your problem is solved. Their problem is solved. And you promote yourself, because the more hot dogs you sell, the more money you make. Maybe you can get a bigger hot dog stand. Maybe eventually you open up a store. Maybe eventually you hire other people to run their own hot dog stands. You franchise the whole situation out. You don't even have to be out there in the trenches sweating. So these is what happens when you solve problems over and over again. Everything that you purchase and everything anyone else purchases solves a problem. So when you see people having the same problem over and over and over again, and maybe you don't see the solution out there, hey, maybe you got a new business idea on your hands. And it doesn't even have to be a new one. As long as you can solve the problem that another person has and they believe you can solve it and they believe you have the value, they will be willing to exchange their resource for your resource. You just have to learn how to package it up and make it work. Point number two. Today's topic is, you get yourself promoted by solving problems in life. The better you are, this is point two, the better you are at problem solving, and the more you actually do it, the more you actually put this skill to work, and the more you make sure it's known so that you get credit for your ability to solve problems, you begin to build a reputation. Right? Isn't that how it works? Anything that you do over and over again, doesn't have to be problem solving. Anything that you do over and over again, and you're doing it very well, you're doing it often, and people know that you're the one doing it, you build a reputation for that thing, right? I mean, this podcast, if someone says, "Work on your game podcast," if you listen to this podcast, you're going to say, "Oh, that's Dre Baldwin's podcast." Why? Because hopefully I'm doing it well, I'm doing it often, and everybody knows that this is my show. Everybody knows it. And if they don't know, they can just Google it, and Google will let them know, "Oh, this is Dre Baldwin's show, the Work on Your Game podcast. I'm giving myself credit for it. I built a reputation. This guy has a podcast called Work on Your Game." Now, what is it about? How often does it come out? What does he talk about? You may not know any of those things, but you will will know the reputation simply because of these three things. You are good at it, you do it often, and you make sure people know that you're the one doing it. You build a reputation for something. And as you build a reputation for problem solving, whatever problem it is you're solving, as you build that reputation, you become more and more needed. You become needed as you're solving problems over and over again. You think about the Florida Power and Light Company here. That's the electric company down here in South Florida. They're needed because they're solving people's problems of being able to see when it's dark outside and they don't have natural light coming into their space. That's the problem that they're solving. They're pretty good at it because when you turn on a light switch, most of the time, the lights come on. Most of the time, the electricity is working in the city, right? So they're good at it then because every single time, so often that we don't even notice about the fact that the electricity is working. We don't even consider it anymore because it's so consistent and they get credit for it. Everybody knows this is the company. I just named them off the top of my head. I didn't have to Google it. I knew off the top of my head, this is the company that provides the power. They built a reputation. This is the electricity company in South Florida. Someone was just asked me that randomly. I could be walking down in the streets of Manhattan and somebody asked me, hey, who's the electric company in Miami? I would say they call FPL, Florida Power and Light. They built a reputation for doing what they do and they've become needed. Let's just say that they went away. Those of you who follow the news or know anything about what happened last fall in South Florida, there was a hurricane that came through the state of Florida. It went to the west side of the state, but it looked for a long time like it was going to hit the east side. It was going to hit directly right on top of Miami. It went in a different direction, but after that hurricane passed, there was still some damage. There was actually a healthy amount of damage done to the city, despite the fact that we didn't get a direct hit of the hurricane. If any of you follow me on Instagram or Snapchat, you see the landscape photo that I take every morning. Outside of where I live, I look out into the city, you could see nothing but black. There were no lights. The electricity was out for almost a month after the hurricane passed. I don't know what if those people came back to their homes, if they could live like that. There was no electricity whatsoever. No street lights, no house lights, no nothing. The electricity was very, very needed at that time. Whatever you do with electricity, they couldn't do it. Whether that means connecting to Wi-Fi, charging their phones, heating their water, whatever else you do with electricity. There's a lot of things we do with it we don't even think about. And the fact that I'm even struggling to come up with the things we do with it just shows the point that it is so needed that we don't even think about it because they're so consistent in delivering it. And the electric company, wherever it is that you live, you become needed when you're consistently doing something. When you're needed, your value increases. That's the point here. When you are needed, your value increases. So this is what I'm talking about. A couple days ago, made the analogy to a person in the desert. You might not be able to sell bottled water to a bunch of people who are sitting at a restaurant and they already have glasses of water being filled up every time the glass is half empty by the people working at the restaurant. But if you go to the desert and you got some ice cold bottled water, you may be able to sell a whole lot of it even at a much higher price simply because it is more needed at that time. It becomes more valuable at that time. And when you are needed, your value goes up. So as you continue to solve problems in your business, so you solve problems for your sports team, you solve problems at the company that you work for, you solve problems in your family, you become the needed individual. If you're the person who every time there's a strange knock at the door and nobody knows who it is, you're the one who will step up and go answer the door and find out what's going on, you become a needed individual. You become a valuable individual because nobody else wants to go answer that door. I was speaking to an overseas basketball coach back in 2011, and I remember asking him this question. He was coaching in Spain, and I asked him, when you evaluate American basketball players who want to come play overseas and play for your team, what is the number one thing you look for in that player? What is it that you want that player to do that would make him stand out amongst all the other players who are also trying to get that same one job to play for your team? And you know what the coach said? He said, Dre, I'm looking for the player who will solve the problems. I want the player who will solve the problem. So if our team is not good at shooting, I need a player who can shoot. But also our team, Dre, we're not good at defending point guards. So I need a guy who can shoot and defend point guards. And also we're a young team, so I need someone who is experienced and a strong leader. So I need someone who can shoot, who can defend point guards, and is a strong leader. They got to solve all the problems. This is exactly what he said. It's not one problem. It's not we're going to get one guy for each problem. We want one guy who can solve all the problems. And if you're that one guy who can solve all the problems, you become a needed individual. And when you prove that you can actually do it, you're doing it well, you're doing it often, and everybody knows that you're that person, you're that guy, or you're that girl, or you're that company, or you're that product or that service, you know what happens? Your value goes up. So at the end of that season, after you've proven yourself, you say, okay, I will come back next year, but y'all got to give me a 40% raise, or you got to double my salary, or you know what, I'm not coming back because this team over here has 10 times the money y'all have and y'all could never match this contract. You become more valuable the more needed you make yourself. You become more needed the more consistent, the more good, and the more known you are for solving a problem. Point number three, today's topic is you get yourself promoted. You promote yourself rather in life by solving problems. The bigger the problem you solve, point three, the more you get and the more often you get it. As I just gave the example of the overseas basketball coach who said, when I look at an American player, I'm looking for a player who can solve our problems. So the bigger those problems that this player in question is able to solve, the more that player is going to get, the more attention they're going to get, the more fans they're going to have, the more thankful the team will be for having that player, and probably the more the team will be willing to offer that player to stay on the team for the next season, and or the more other teams will be offering that player, hey, come do the same thing for us that you did for that team last year, the more they're going to get. So solving other people's problems is not just about you being altruistic and charitable giver. Even if those are things that you love to do, those things are going to happen, but also you're going to receive in return. And one of my favorite books, The Go-Giver by John David Mann and Bob Berg, they talk about this. One of the most important tenets of giving is staying open to receiving. See, giving doesn't just mean you're so selfless that you only think about other people and you never think about yourself. It makes sense to think about ourselves sometimes, right? I mean, when you got to go to the bathroom, it makes sense to think about yourself. When you're hungry, it makes sense to think about yourself. When you don't have money and you need a job, it makes sense to think about yourself. When you got all these products on your hand that you need to sell so you can have some money and not have all this product, it makes sense to think about yourself. So there's nothing wrong with thinking about yourself. Being open to receiving is one thing that helps you with your giving. I mean, there's a give and take in life. There's a law of karma. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. So if you're putting it out, it has to come back to you. If you're closing yourself off from it coming back to you, you're going to lose your spirit of being able to give it out. How do you get promoted in life? Solving problems. Let's recap today's topic. Number one, only thing that we pay for in life are solutions. We don't pay for fun. We don't pay for food. We don't pay for happiness. We don't pay for travel. We don't pay airfare. We don't pay for towels, and we don't pay for shoes. We don't pay for the internet. We pay to solve problems. All those things, food, clothing, shelter, internet, smartphones, anything else, restaurants, anything else that we pay for, all of those things are solving problems. That's all we pay for, is the solution to a problem. Knowing this, point number two, the better you are at solving problems, whatever problems it is you solve, there are millions and millions of problems out there in the world that can be solved in different spaces. Some of them are big worldwide problems. Some of them are just one individual person problems. But depending on how acute that need is and who that person is, that may be all you need. But the better you are at solving a problem, and the more often you do so, solve that problem, and making sure that you are the one getting credit for solving the problem, you build yourself a reputation. And the bigger your reputation, you become more and more needed. And the more needed you are, the more valuable you are, which means your price goes up. Point number three, the bigger the problem you solve, the more you receive in exchange for solving that problem, and the more often you will get that you will be the recipient in exchange for solving that problem. So find the problems that people have, find the problems that you have, solve them, solve them often, solve them well. Make sure people know you're the one solving it, and you can get all that you want, whether that be a promotion, whether that be attention, whether it be money. Maybe it's a combination of all three. But if you're solving big enough problems, there is no amount of receiving that is too much for you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.